question about today.
Well, Dr. Oz saved someone from going code blue. We'll tell you more about that later.
And Alec Baldwin has had enough of the Twitter trolls.
Also, Brad, honey, your beautiful sister, Miss Lisa Ray, says, honey, there can only be one diamond, honey, and we'll get into that shade later.
Plus, Sofia Vergara had another major victory in court. Will her ex finally give up? But first, HK, what you got, brother?
Well, don't call it a comeback just yet. Now, The Bachelor's Chris Harrison said that there's lots of work to be done. But during an interview on GMA, he apologized once again for defending a Bachelor contestant for attending old Southern-themed parties during an interview with Rachel Lindsay. Right. Now, since that interview, Chris has stepped away from being involved with the show, and he's even been replaced by Emmanuel Acho as the host for the After Final Rose special. Mm. Now, Chris said he's an imperfect man that would like to resume his position as host on the show. Check this out.
I plan to be back, and I want to be back. This interview is not the finish line. There is much more work to be done, and I am excited to be a part of that change.
Some people just don't get it.
Portia, do you feel like this apology was sincere? Should he be given a second chance? What you think?
You know what's so crazy? You know how, like, when you don't like somebody and you talk about them behind their back, and then when it comes time for you to interact with them, you try to act nice, but it still comes off fake? This man actually believes that, you know, that girl was right. He needed to defend her. He was making up excuses. So when it came time for a sincere apology, he could not draw it.
But, Sherry, somebody had mentioned you know Girl Honey as a possible host. Now, did you get a call before they asked Emmanuel to do the job?
I didn't get the call, but whoever gets it has a lot of pressure. I just think, Chris, I don't believe the apology yet. I think you still feel like, why they dumping on this girl? You just can't say it. Ooh, y'all, paging Dr. Oz, paging Dr. Oz. You are needed at the airport. Y'all know Dr. Oz just saved another person's life again at the Newark Airport in New Jersey. He has saved a man's life. Now, according to reports, the talk show host rushed to the side of a man who collapsed, and the man started to foam at the mouth. Now, you know it's something serious there. One of the officers who helped Dr. Oz at the scene had no idea that it was Dr. Oz who was saving the man until Dr. Oz removed his face mask. And he said at first... So the guard said his first thought was, yeah, you really can't get better help than Dr. Oz. That's what he was thinking. He was rushed to the hospital. Thank God he is recovering. Thank you, Dr. Oz.
And do you realize how much pressure that gotta be? Like when somebody yells, is there a doctor in a house? And you're Dr. Oz.
Right.
And if you stood there and did nothing.
Right.
Gary, what if something happened to you and Dr. Oz was there? Would you be able to believe that he was the one giving you mouth to mouth?
Oh, after I opened my eyes and see it was him, I was like, ooh, let me just let that continue to happen. I think it would be nice, honey, you know, that he would continue to save me. Yes, honey.
Gary gonna open his eyes then close them.
All right, y'all, moving on. Alec Baldwin has had enough of Twitter, damn it. So the actor shared an article link about actress Gillian Anderson switching accents for her characters in Sex Education and The Crown with the caption, switching accents? That sounds fascinating. Obviously referring to all the talk surrounding his wife Hillary's Spanish heritage. Well, fans didn't find the comment funny. Alec in no way did that switching up of Gillian's accent compare to his wife changing up her heritage. So Alec deleted his Twitter because of the haters, then posted a video on Instagram while explaining why he is no longer a part of the Twitter sphere. Wow, Alec, really? This is too much.
Chewy, the man was just trying to defend his wife, honey, and made a joke. Golly, what's the big deal?
Yeah, but you can't compare an actress and actor changing up their accents for a film and then his wife who changed up her heritage to make millions off of it. Latinos, Spaniards, we take our heritage, we take our culture serious. We don't play with that. So if you're lying about that, we're going to call you out and we're never going to let you forget about it, period, all right?
Do you think it would be better, Chewy, if they just owned up to it and said, we're sorry we did, take your culture?
Yes.
Do you think it would go better?
Yes, own up to it.
Hillary is the white Rachel Dolezal, just like Rachel Dolezal is the white Rachel Dolezal.
Yeah.
But this time in Spanish.
Lord, Brad Child, your sister Lisa Ray is out here applying that pressure, okay?
I love it, Lisa.
So recently on her show on Fox Soul, Lisa Ray and her co-host talked about who could possibly be casted as Diamond. Yes. Y'all remember Diamond?
Yes.
And Playboy and Players Club?
Yes.
So for a possible remake, they were discussing, like, who could be Diamond? Well, when the other ladies mentioned possibility of reality stars of Jocelyn Hernandez or Drea Michele as Diamond, here, honey, is what Lisa Ray had to say.
Who would you choose to be the new Diamond if they did a reboot? And is it time for a reboot?
I do have a problem with some of the, you know, sequels, you know, sometime when they're done so well and it's the first time, you know, you see it, it's like, let Diamond be Diamond. Maybe somebody can play Zacubic Zirconia or something, you know. I'm sure. But,
but Brad, honey, in the movie, they said that you got to use what you got, baby, to get what you want. Now, why can't Jocelyn and Drea, baby, use what they got, honey, to be Diamond?
As we all know and have learned throughout the years, that my sister has no filter and she's going to say exactly how she feels and just handle the repercussions later. I do believe, and on her side, that she wants a seasoned actress to play Diamond because that was an iconic role.
Absolutely.
Everybody knew once that movie came out who Diamond was. Every stripper wanted to be Diamond. So I get why they want to do it because they're both, I think, like dancers back in the day, but you have to have some acting chops to do this too. And Ice Cube ain't just finna let that fly. You gotta know how to act.
I would love to see what happens afterwards, like as Lisa Ray got older. What was her life like? Cause we love Lisa Ray. You can't separate Diamond from Lisa Ray.
Mm-hmm.
All they gotta do do another Players Club and have Lisa Ray own the strip club.
Oh,
and she runs all the girls there.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
Playing
Drea, as Cuba Zirconia. Boom.
All right, honey, it's time to check in with Heidi and Frank. Now, Frank, now are you talking about my favorite song, Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani?
That's right, Gary, that might be your song. But let me tell you how the name and the chorus came about. Pharrell Williams was on No Filter with Naomi and revealed that Naomi Campbell herself was the inspo behind the song. Take a look.
Gwen and I have a song called Holla Back, and that chorus came from a conversation. You were telling somebody you ain't no Holla Back girl because of the song that we had with Fabulous at the time called Holla Back. And the song with Holla Back, Younger Woo Hoo. We were like, you told somebody, because somebody was like trying to speak to you or whatever. He was like, I'm sorry, I have a name. Like, I'm not no Holla Back girl.
Whoa. Well, then she should get a little cash.
Yes, I think the first thing went through her mind, it's like, hey, should I get points for being part writer on this? Do you think she'll want some money?
No. I mean, I think if Pharrell Williams had said that to me, be like, yeah, that one time I was listening to the radio and you said, blah, blah, and I wrote this song, it's crazy popular. I'd be like, oh, but I don't have Naomi Campbell money. She's probably like, oh, that's...
And you don't say anything so cool.
Yeah, that's never probably going to happen. That's film. Have you ever had a song written about you?
Two Live Crew used to steal a lot of my stuff. Like, get the f*** out of my house, b-.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
mine. I said that several times. Two Live Crew heard it, and they were my neighbors at the time, and they wrote it down.
And Me So Horny, too.
Me So Horny.
That was,
that was actually me and Sugar Baby's wedding song. That was our first dance.
The crowd went wild.
They owe me everything, but you can keep it, guys. You can keep it.
All right. You can holla back at us after the break. There's more Dish Nation coming up.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. Sophia Vergara has finally won her fight against her ex, Nick Lowe.
Nice.
Okay. So for years, y'all, he's been trying to get control of two frozen embryos they created when they were a couple. Man, Nick wants to bring them to term with the help of a surrogate. He even took his case to Louisiana, y'all, but there is where he got thrown out. Okay? And now an L.A. judge ruled in Sophia's favor, upholding the 2013 contract they both signed, which says both parties must consent to bring the embryos to term.
Wow.
Now, Sherry and Portia, ladies, what do y'all think about this?
Here's the thing that's really, really hard, because I went through this with my husband. I have three embryos that are boys, that would be Jeffrey's brothers, that are frozen.
if that mm-hmm. if this went through, that means that Sophia or Nick would be on the hook for child support for anything relating to that child. Now, Nick Lowe wants to raise his child maybe with another woman. Then where does Sophia fit in? How does she get to see her child? Now she's got to sue.
They're
she's
got
to sue for a child for custody. They're in court for that. And that's where
too
it's
much.
A slippery slope if y'all not together, because I wanted to use my embryo to have another baby so Jeffrey would have a sibling. But my husband said no. He said because damn. He would be on the hook for child support. He didn't want me raising his son with another man. So it gets very crazy.
Yeah. Wow.
Have
it
frozen
gets
embryos. Yeah, so I can't use them. So they're still so all of my babies are still on ice.
Can you make some more?
You can make more, but you have to make one another man. So
Right. I see what you're saying.
I understand why Jeffrey's dad said no. I understand.
Looking from the outside, looking in, this is a very sensitive thing because I do understand, you know, some people who even have embryos that are married, you know, it's like, are we gonna make a decision, even as husband and wife, to make this happen again, to keep trying again? Yeah. Or, you know, et cetera. So it's very sensitive, but I do feel like because it's so sensitive, you can only go by what's in black and white.
Okay. All right. Enough embryo talk. All right. Shaquille O'Neal has been involved in wrestling for a while, but in his first match for AEW Dynamite, he put it all on the table. Literally, y'all.
Wow.
His opponent, Cody Rhodes, jumped over the ropes and landed on Shaq, knocking him through the table outside the ring. Damn, y'all.
Oh my gosh.
Then Shaq was loaded into an ambulance. And get this, he had to bend his knees so they could close the doors on the ambulance. Wow. So, Gary, what horrified you the most, man? Him falling through the table or being carted off in a small ambulance, Gary?
Oh, my God. I thought the part that I didn't like was the way he had to bend his knees in the ambulance.
Right.
I just put him in a lithotomy position. It was a compromising position that I'm familiar with, and I don't know if that would just been a good look for Shaq.
Wait a minute. Did you say the sodomy position?
Jesus. No, he said lithotomy.
Whoa.
No, lithotomy, not sodomy.
Oh, no,
the
lithotomy, baby.
But, yo, Chewy, when I saw that video, I thought he was falling in slow motion. I had to watch it three times before I realized that was regular speed.
Knowing what kind of businessman Shaq is, he probably owns a stake in AEW Dynamite. That's why he made an appearance, y'all.
Right after that match, a commercial for Gold Bond medicated powder came on.
Yeah.
He's in on the whole thing.
Yes.
All right, y'all, it's deal time, and today we've got the JVC Deep Bass Wireless Double X headphones in black, blue, or red. Now, these Bluetooth headphones provide uplifting rhythm and dynamic sound, so they're great for workouts.
The rotating soft rubber fin ensures a secure fit so they don't fall out while you're exercising.
And guess what? They have a sweat-proof design and are made of shock-resistant rubber, which protects them from external impact.
Ooh. Plus, you get a protective carrying case, a charging card, and three pairs of ear tips in sizes small, medium, and large. So, head crack, how much are they?
Listen, man, these headphones have been seen as high as $50. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's just $15.
Yeah.
You already know what to do. Just go to mortarsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Up next, Paris Hilton is planning an unconventional bachelorette party.
That's hot.
We'll tell you more about it after the break. Y'all crazy.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, welcome back. Paris Hilton has just revealed on her podcast that her and her fiance Carter Room will be having a joint bachelor and bachelorette parties, Frank, because they simply can't get enough of each other. Listen to this.
We're going to do a joint bachelorette and bachelor party because we're like addicted to each other and can't stand being away from each other more than an hour.
All right. So also, Nikki, her sister, told Paris that her and Carter should start having kids. Paris said they're going to wait until after marriage because they're old-fashioned.
Oh, right.
I know.
Paris Hilton is old-fashioned.
We saw the video, Paris.
Yeah, we all saw the video.
My grandma didn't do that.
And Heidi, I do believe Paris is old-fashioned because I saw the video and I asked for my money back. Whatever that old-fashioned sex video was.
Ugh. It's like watching The Wild Kingdom, watching lions mate at night. It's like, what's going on here?
You know, I believe believe that maybe her fiance is very old-fashioned and she's going with it and it's something new for Paris. But that whole we can't get enough of each other, y'all be married 6 months and you're going to be like, hey, Nikki, can I come spend the night at your house?
I gotta get away from Carter.
I gotta get away from Carter.
All right, well, Amy Schumer posted a video on social media showing how she and husband Chris Fisher are doing without childcare. Check this out.
Yeah, actually, like, we were worried not having childcare, but, like, we're actually, like, doing really well, and we're, like, I think we're a lot more capable of a lot more than we realized we were.
So, Sherry, did your kitchen look like that when you had little Jeffrey?
My kitchen looks like that now, Frank, and I'm by myself in Canada, okay?
With big Jeffrey.
Without Jeffrey. Oh, you guys, I have some great news. It's really exciting. I had the chance to participate in Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. It was so much fun.
Jealous.
Oh, my gosh, Heidi. It's going to air tonight. I had a great time. I want to give you just like a quick sneak peek. Take a look.
All right, take it down.
This is nice. What? Hey, girl.
Hey, hi.
Sherry, you were so cute. You were so excited to be there. Just going crazy for Pat Sajak.
This show meant so much to me to do because my grandmother, who rest in peace is in heaven, she used to watch this with me when I was a little girl. She loved Pat Sajak and Vanna. So just to be there, I just felt like my grandmother was next to me. Giving me the answers, going, hey, stupid, this is what it is. So it was so much fun.
Seems like Pat Sajak, I don't know, does a little bit more for you than I do.
No, Frank, nobody can ever, ever, ever take your place because Pat Sajak was nice to me and I didn't want that. I need a man who's just going to ring me over the coals, rip me up and down.
We'll sell you a vow, but I'll give you a consonant craving.
That's right. Always consonant cravings. But you know what, Frank, everybody, make sure you tune in tonight for Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. You can catch the finale. Just check your local listings. And coming up, Tiger Woods' ex-mistress, Rachel, you could tell. She goes on to explain why she's got some sugar for your baby. We'll explain after the break.
Whoa.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Tiger Woods' ex-mistress, Rachel, you could tell, has decided to become an advocate for change. What is she doing? Well, Rachel's on a mission. She wants to destigmatize sugar babies. Now, if you don't know what a sugar baby is, so it's basically an arrangement between two people. She's actually the face of a sugar baby site called Seeking Arrangement. And the site claims these relationships are mutually beneficial.
Yep.
Now, Rachel insists it, quote, shouldn't be viewed as taboo, but a modern way for women to feel taken care of and loved. So, sugar daddy situation, Frank, could you see yourself being a sugar daddy to some young woman?
Yeah, I was a sugar daddy for a while and ended up marrying her. Now she's a sour lady.
You married her. See, that's the problem.
Married my sugar baby.
Mm-hmm.
After being a sugar wife, I got no interest in being a sugar mama. If you're not going to bring it because you want to bring it,
Sherry's got diabetes. She don't want to be involved in this at all. She might be able to do a little stevia, baby, or a little Splenda, baby.
Splenda, no little monk fruit, but no sugar. Mm-mm.
Monk fruit, baby. Oh, they're not as cute, but they'll do.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.